Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. We're the Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. But joining us right now, the head coach of University of Maryland, Mark Turgeon. They take on Michigan State on Sunday at 2 on CBS after winning four straight in 8 days. Good morning, Coach.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, Coach, I wanted to start this off, and I could be totally wrong on this. I think I read this. I want to give you props, and I want to give your kids props. I think you've had five games canceled due to COVID. It was Madison, Mason, Towson, Monmouth, and I think Nebraska. Correct me if I'm wrong on all this. I think all of those cases were positive COVID results from the other teams. I don't think you've had a game canceled for COVID because of your team. Am I right about that?
Are you trying to jinx us?
No, I'm just saying that is really impressive, Coach. That is awesome.
We had one of our players brought it back in August when he went home. We let him go home for 10 days and brought it back. We had three or four guys that were in close contact get it. And since then, our guys have done an amazing job. Yeah, it's been – and coaches.
And coaches, right. Michigan State lost 20 days of their season. From January 8th to the 28th, they couldn't even practice. And you guys didn't have one game canceled because of your COVID. That's awesome.
What's the biggest key for you guys in that way? You can't really – I mean, guys are in college. They want to hang out with their buddies. But, I mean, is that pretty much shut down? It's just them?
Yeah, it's been shut down. Now, I'm not living with our players, so I don't know exactly all the time what they're doing. But our guys have been pretty committed, you know. And that's hard to do when you're 4-9 in the league and – 1-5 in the league, and to whatever we were, 3-7.
Right.
To stay committed like our guys did was pretty amazing, because losing is no fun. And then you add COVID on top of it, it made things difficult. But our guys have stayed committed. We got a few weeks to go. Hopefully we can, you know, stay away from it. What we've learned is, you know, it's one of those things where it's a scary disease. You don't know how it's going to. Different people are going to react to it. So we just, our guys have done a great job. We wear a mask and we just try to be vigilant to staying safe.
Mm-hmm. Coach, I wanted to go back to something I read about, and it's before this win streak. I read that you had a conversation with the players and essentially said something like, I can't handle the losing. Can you take us into that conversation with the players and some of the leaders?
Yeah, we had lost. I think it made us 4-8 at the time, and we had a late night. We were COVID testing the next day, and I met with our top seven guys in the rotation, and I was like, I can't handle this, fellas. We got to figure it out. And I think our defense is getting there, but our offense isn't there, and you know, I'm going to do some things that are unconventional. We have to do it. We got to try it. You guys got to trust me. And I said, I can't handle this losing. I said, I've lost before, but I don't like it. And so, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, we're limited in some areas. We're not very big. We're not very deep. But we can control, you know, how hard we play, how passionate we are about winning. And since that time, our guys have been terrific. day in and day out. Doesn't mean we're going to win every game, but we're giving ourselves a chance to win every game, which is great. And that's all I can ask. I wanted to play our best basketball, and we hadn't played it yet. So I just kept telling them the best is yet to come, the best is yet to come. Trust me. But now the losing was absolutely killing me, and it wasn't good for my home life. My kids,
I bet.
Life, so
you were so bitter at the dinner table.
Well, Coach, you touched on the defense. I mean, haven't allowed a team to score more than 61 points in 7 of the last 9 games. So that defense is on lockdown. You want to see that continue going forward, obviously.
Yeah, we have to. And every team presents a different challenge. Of course, Sunday it'll be transition defense and rebounding against these guys and guarding the basketball. They're playing different than they have last few years. Izzo, you know, like most coaches, great coaches do, they figure it out. And a lot of the problems they've had this year has been COVID. They just haven't had any rhythm, and now they finally have their rhythm, and they're playing well. But now, you know, it should be 8 out of 9. We let Nebraska score a lot of points late in that game, you know, to get to 71. They had like 50 with like 4 minutes to play. But we've done it. We've locked down, and we changed some things. We've been very unconventional. And
what are those unconventional things?
Yeah, what did you change?
You keep saying that. What are the unconventional things you've been doing?
Yeah, I mean, just switching a point guard onto a center at times, and a center onto a point guard, and, you know, to guard the ball. And just, you know, analytics might say that's not a good matchup, but it's something that we've had to do to help us. And, you know, the last step for us, really, transition defense was a big step. We've gotten better than that. We got a little tired against Rutgers, gave up a couple layups late. And the last step's been rebounding and boxing out. It's just been a constant fight every day for me to get them to, you know, be physical with their box outs. Because you can be undersized, but you can still box out. You might give up a few, but they just jump over you. But that's been the last step. So we've just done some things that I've never done, and we've always been a good defensive team, but something we had to do with this team to be successful. And the guys have bought in, and we've worked hard on guarding the basketball every day, and that's such an important thing. And our guys have gotten better. We're not great at it. Not everybody's great at it, but we've gotten better at it, and the guys are committed to it.
We've noticed, Coach, that you've been finding minutes for Reese Mona, who's been – I think he was a walk-on at one point, right? And you're finding ways to use him defensively, I think. And I see him when he's in there. He's clearly making a concerted effort to box out and just do the little things like that. You know, what's that been like, just getting him more involved?
Well, here's the deal. I gave a lot of kids a lot of chances, and they didn't take advantage of those chances. And Reese every day is doing exactly what I want him to do. And when I was meeting with those top 7 guys, I said, who do you think our 8th guy is? And we went around the room, and I said, well, let me tell you who I think it is. And they all agreed that that's what we need to do. And Reese not only does everything right defensively, I don't think the referees know how good a defender is. They call cheap fouls on him. Mm-hmm. But I think once they realize he's such a great defender, he had a big offensive foul call on Rutgers the other day when they cut six. He put his chest on that guy, and he boxed a 7-footer out. But the other thing he does is he moves the ball. He gets it. He moves it. He makes all the right decisions. He cuts at the right time. So he's trying to do everything right, which is important. And I think the more minutes I can play him, the more comfortable he's going to get, and the more things that he's going to do out there to help us be successful. Mm-hmm.
So talk about Sparty. We talked about it. They struggled early January because of the COVID stuff. No rhythm. You usually don't see Izzo's team struggle that mightily. They lost by 30 in that first game out of COVID to Rutgers. But they've beaten Illinois, they've beaten Ohio State, they beat Indiana on the road. I know road games aren't traditional road games because there's no fans, but still, those are 3 really good teams. So talk about what are they doing differently?
Well, I just think they found their rhythm. I think he's going with his veteran guys. He's starting 4 guards now. They're all veterans. They've been in the program. They played a lot last year. They played a lot the year before. They're playing through Aaron Henry. And he's doing it by committee at center, and he's figured it out. You know, he's been a set guy, set after set after set. They're not doing that as much. Still running sets, but they're trying to break you down off the dribble. And he figured it out, and they got rhythm now, and they're playing with desperation. You know, they got a streak of NCAA tournaments on the line, and our league's terrific. There's really not an easy game. And so they lost a few games early when they weren't in rhythm off the first COVID, then lost some games when they came out of the second COVID. So they figured it out. You know, the thing about basketball with schedule, it's not only who you play, it's when you play it. And so obviously we're getting a huge challenge. If we would have played them a month ago, it might have been a little bit easier game for us. Now it's going to be an unbelievable tough game. But I think it's something that our players want. It's a challenge we want. We're looking forward to it. You know, they were picked top five in the league. They're starting to play like that. They were picked top 20 in the country. We weren't. So it's a great opportunity for us to play a team that's playing as well as anybody in the country.
Coach, I'm just wondering personally, as we talked to Coach Mark Turgeon at the University of Maryland, let's go back 8 or 9 days. Before you win those four games and you're talking to the players about you can't take the losing, do you feel any of the heat from the media and people wondering about this team maybe not making a tournament and that sort of thing?
No, you know, I don't read or listen to anything. So there's no amount of pressure that anybody on the outside world can put more pressure on me than I already put on myself. I'm a lunatic about trying to get the most out of my team each and every year. And, you know, so I was never making excuses. I was saying, this is who we are, and we have to get better. And, you know, we played 10 out of 12 games against ranked teams. Mm-hmm. I'd like to play a few of those over. But we did win some games, some really great games during that stretch. When teams were hot, teams were playing well. Like Minnesota's got two starters out now. They're not the same team that we beat both times. So, no, I don't ever feel pressure. I've done this too long. I know I'm good at what I do. I'm not sitting here saying I'm John Wooden. I'd never be that dumb to say something like that. But I think I'm good at what I do, and I think I get the most. And I think my players love playing for me. And the only thing that really bothered me is things were getting back to me like, oh, they've quit on him. Let me tell you something. Those people have no clue. We love each other. We care about each other. We've never quit. We've never quit trying to get better. And we could be 4-13 right now. But we're 8-9, and if we were 4-13, I'd be saying the same thing. But we figured out a way to win. We're playing our best basketball, and we'll see what happens. We got work to do, and our guys know it. We practiced well this week, and a little worried about Sunday to Sunday, and Michigan State's going to come in here in rhythm, and how we're going to start the game. That's a little concern of mine, but we're practicing hard, and you know, hopefully at 2:00 on Sunday, we're ready to go.
I know coaches don't like to think ahead, and I know you don't like to think ahead, but you're squarely in the NCAA tournament mix now after these four wins and your quad one record. How much do you think about that? Do you pay attention? Do you look at, like, the NCAA net rankings, or do you just go game by game and then whatever happens, happens?
Yeah, I don't look at it. People tell me, you know, I'm smart enough to know that our league's the best league in the country, and at 8-9, you're probably in. But I also know 8-12, you're probably not. So, and our guys know that. So we have work to do. Our guys understand that. But we don't feel pressure. We just try to get better and try to play the best we can. We locked into Rutgers. We locked in Nebraska back-to-back, which wasn't easy. You know, we're going to lock into Michigan State, and then we'll lock into the next one. So, it's kind of the way we build our program. We expect to win. We didn't like being 4-9. We were we're disappointed because we have done so many great things over the last 6 or 7 years. To be 4-9 was no fun. I don't care how good the league is. And let me tell you something. You lose confidence, guys. When you're 4-9. I don't care who you're playing. You lose confidence. Mm-hmm. So it was up to me to make sure these guys kept their confidence. And I got to do that for a few more weeks here and just hopefully play our best basketball. But no, we know where we are. We know what we have to do. I don't look at it, but I've done it long enough to know, you know, what's going on out there. And I really want this team to be a part of the NCAA tournament. It'd be an incredible story. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll see. We got to play well. We got to play well these last three games. I think these next three games are everything. We put ourselves in position to be a part of it. Now we got to finish it off.
Coach Turgeon, always appreciate the time. Next game, of course, home against Michigan State. That's Sunday, 2 p.m. CBS game. Thanks a lot, Coach. Best of luck.
Keep it up, Coach.
Yes, thank you.
See you, bro. Right.
Thanks, Coach.
He's pretty passionate there, man.
Yeah.
Of all the times, you know, of all the times we've had him on, that's maybe the most passionate we've heard him.
He's always pretty honest. I like talking to him. Really
very good. Honest.
Yep.
And
like
this, he's going to go up there with one of his better coaching jobs here in College Park if they can finish it off.
Yep.
No
I
question.
Would agree.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up the entertainment page. EB's going to fill us in on Post Malone's latest cover. He covers an unlikely song. That's next here on The Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Time now for the entertainment page. Brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia, artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES to get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
You know, I sent the wrong link, I realized last night. I sent the link to the Poindexter lady. About these, did you find what I was looking for?
Yeah,
then?
I have it. It was just funny.
That's
because,
hilarious.
You know, when I clicked on it this morning.
Miss Poindexter,
boom,
on
jokes.
Your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hilarious. Well, because I had sent that link to Drabby last night, too. Yeah, so I hesitate to play this because I know, I mean, Valdez is going to play 700 fart sound effects and everyone's going to hate it. And
well, you're in luck because we got a new computer in here and the sound card needs to be replaced.
Oh, good.
A respite. Look at this.
Yeah, so I'm unable to play farting sound effects while the song's
playing.
He's
going to do it with his
mouth. Right. So here's the thing. I'm not going to say this is amazing. It's not. It's a really weird cover. But Post Malone covers.
Hold on, don't say it yet.
Okay,
can you
give
guess?
I know
he
the
does
song
it for Pokemon's 25th anniversary. Okay,
Pokemon.
A member
sure
of the,
Jason has a bunch of Pokemon cards.
A member of this band was a former Junkies guest.
That is correct.
In studio guest.
Yeah.
Do I like the band?
I loved the band in their heyday, and
you probably
I
like a few of their hits.
I think I have all their records, all their albums. I even have the lead singer's R&B album.
But what's the relevance of the Pokemon? I don't get that.
I don't know either, but he just chose this song to put on some Pokemon soundtrack to celebrate 25 years of Pokemon. I don't know. They asked him to submit a song.
It's right, a 25-year-old song for Pokemon's 25th
right.
anniversary.
Oh,
that makes
right.
sense.
So is it a classic rock band? Is it a pop band? Is it a rap
pop,
group?
Pop. Very
nine,
the
90s.
Most popular. Listen, people joan on them, but they were the most popular band in the world, I'd say, for a couple years
in the '90s.
Yeah,
I would dispute that, but they were very popular.
Huge. They sold.
It's not
over
the band that I hate. What's the band that I hate that's so overrated from the '90s?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, that I love
that's
them.
Cakes. No, I agree with that, Valdez.
No, what's the band that I hate? I'm blanking.
I don't know.
Cakes loves them, and I hate them.
I love them.
Yeah.
What, like a pop punk
not
band?
Judas Priest. I mean,
this guy's got a terrible voice, Lisa.
Oh, that guy, Stephen Jenkins?
No, not Spin Doctors.
What was Stephen Jenkins?
Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind.
Silly. No,
they're silly.
So good.
The lead singer's terrible, but they're silly, like when in studio.
He's terrible live.
Here's another clue. The lead singer of this very popular band is probably more famous now that he's on his own.
Yeah, for sure. In a different genre.
He's more famous from being...
And he gets sized for golf.
Give me the last...
Yeah, the lead singer gets sized for golf.
And for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, it's Hootie.
Hootie, yes. Oh.
Look up how many records they sold.
Offspring. Offspring is the one I was thinking of.
Offspring are so good.
They're terrible.
You won't play Get a Job. That song's so good.
So Post Malone did a cover of Hootie and the Blowfish's Only Want to Be With You. And it's weird, but I like it because I like Hootie and I like Post Malone. But it's definitely weird, but I still dig it.
I like Jeff Malone better.
Techno vibe or something takes. I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's a little bit different. That's cool. You and me, we come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls. Sometimes you're crazy and you wonder why.
Is that a lot of auto tunes?
Sounds like it.
Maybe, right?
He found it.
Oh, did you lie, Valdez? He lied.
He found a whoopee cushion nearby.
He hates everything.
He's doing that with his hand.
Is there any music that Valdez likes? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. What
if it's not on his golf playlist.
I don't think he likes music.
Yeah, I don't think he likes music. I think he's kind of like Rob T-shirt.
He just is in for the bit.
If it's not like Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me or something by Poison, I mean, he just hates it.
I feel like that sounded very similar, to be honest with you, outside of the goofy techno.
I'm like the dude from Police Academy.
But here's my question.
Older reference.
Was there a lot of auto-tune? If there's a lot of auto-tune, then it's not quite as impressive. But I was like listening to that last night, and I was going, this guy can actually sing a little bit? I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's a good question. I would assume there's some
auto
in there.
We all know I'm the biggest Post Malone mark here. I've seen him in concert with my guy, Scott Brooks.
That's right.
The Hootie
one is so much better, I feel like. I'll try and grab that real quick.
Of course it is.
Of course.
Loves Michael Winslow, the guy who can make a billion different voice impressions.
Is that sports yet?
Although Post Malone could cover any Offspring song and it would be better.
I don't know why you have such venom for the Offspring, for my man, is it Bones and Dexter? All he did is crank out so many hits during the 90s. Come out and play, isn't silly.
You hate them so much you couldn't think of their name for 5 minutes.
Right.
Well, that's how bad they are.
Well, because he never listens to them. He hates them.
Yeah.
I get it.
Choose to listen
to
them.
No, this song is ridiculous. This album, I know they sold more than 10 million copies. It might be significantly more than 10.
I remember I had their follow-up CD.
Is this Cracked Rear View hurting?
Yeah.
Cracked Rear View, I mean, they definitely did over 10 milli. Because what is that called when you go diamond or something?
I think that's right.
They definitely did over 10. They might even be closing in on 15 or 20 million. I mean,
wow,
that record.
21 million.
See?
I didn't realize it was that big. That's big.
I'm telling you.
They went big.
They were the biggest band around for a couple years. Huge. And everyone kind of makes fun of them, but I loved them. I just get sidetracked.
Here's the most shocking thing. 3 million copies, this is according to their wiki, were sold through the Columbia House mail order system. That's how old that album is.
Wow.
What?
Cakes, you don't remember their second album, what it was called?
Fairweather Johnson.
Yeah. Wow.
He's the Hootie mark here.
Yeah. I got sized. I've seen Hootie in concert a couple times.
If only they could be a Jeopardy category.
And when was the drummer? Was it the drummer who was in the studio?
Guitar. So it was Mark Bryan.
Mark Bryan.
Yeah. Right. And he told us about how the drummer banged his wife.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, it was Mark's wife.
Oh, yeah, you know
it was
what?
Just a show. And they still tour together.
Thankfully, he's on all the writing credits, which means he's still getting paid to this day on
who?
That album.
Mark?
Mark Bryan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those guys are doing well. And they still tour occasionally. But, of course, Darius become a country star. But I have his R&B album that he put out, and I love that thing.
You don't know who co-wrote Only Want to Be With You. You don't know who co-wrote it, and he's silly.
No, well,
no, he's
idea.
Way before our time. He's got a lot of songwriting credits. You ever hear of Bob Dylan?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So does that mean it's a cover? Does that mean it's a cover?
No, he co-wrote the song with them.
How do they co-write a song with Bob Dylan?
It's on Wiki.
Their debut album.
On Wiki. Only Want to Be With You. Brian Felber, Rucker, Sonnefeld, Bob Dylan.
Wow. Yeah, they sit in a room and they go, only want to be with what? And then Dylan goes, you! And then they put him on the credits.
Yeah, that's how the collaboration went.
All right, JP, you'll be sized for
Rucker's,
this.
Darius Rucker's cover of, is it called Wagon Wheel?
Yeah, it's silly.
Yeah,
that's silly.
Well, he can sing his balls off. He's a really
good
singer.
Oh, he's an amazing singer.
He's super talented.
In fact, that's why I've seen them a couple times in concert. They're awesome. Seen him, I think, at Wolf Trap a couple times. JP, you'll be psyched for this. Your show, Frasier, is being rebooted. I don't know if you saw that.
But it's not on the network. It's like on a streaming, right?
Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus. Do I have to pay for that one too?
Yes.
I'm out
on
Discovery
Plus. If it has
Plus
on the end of it, you're paying for it.
Well, that's CBS's All Access. They just renamed it, I believe.
So does that mean you get it?
No.
No, you got to pay for it, Richard.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
I'm out on everything.
I'm sending an email to Discovery Plus today. I'm out. They gave me three Naked and Afraids, and that was it. I'm out.
I was a big fan of Frasier, though.
You were a huge Frasier guy. I remember that.
It's a good show, but, I mean, when did it wrap up? So they're just going to have Frasier
17
older.
Years ago.
Yeah, I mean, now Frasier's just going to be doing his same bit.
I'm sure.
His brother Niles, they meet the coffee shop over and over again.
David Hyde Pierce, you get sized.
His pops right, so this, and the little dog.
What was the actress that yelled at us on the Amtrak, is she in Frasier?
Cheers.
She was just Cheers.
Cheers. She showed up on Frasier a few times.
She was like the ballet dancer or whatever.
She looked
in real
at
life.
Me and goes, what are you looking at?
BB Newer?
She was bitter.
She was
salty. Angry woman.
That should be a story for the podcast, for the 25-year podcast.
We should tell
That's
the
a great
BB Newer story.
Story. That's a great
she
story.
She was awful.
She was wick.
Were you like singing to her or something?
You're singing to her?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you got to find
something. I think somebody was staring at her
Lurch
on the train.
For sure. Oh, Lurch is the stargazer.
Like, he couldn't stop. He couldn't avert
couldn't
his
stop
gaze from her.
No. Somehow you got to find the clip of when we told the story because I know we're forgetting details. But she looked at me.
She got into it with you.
Yeah, she looked at me.
You were joning on her shoes. She was wearing Nubbin's shoes.
Not to her face.
Yeah. No, I remember I was.
Yeah. I'm just telling you that she looked at me like I was the devil.
Yeah.
And she said something to me. I think it was like, what are you staring at?
You were looking at her like a weird stalker.
Right.
That's why.
Well, I think it's because I was trying to picture because I didn't know her name at the time.
Right.
She might even have said,
I couldn't put the name with the face.
Yeah. Aren't you a D-list anybody? Celebrity? She should have said.
No, she was very, very bitter.
And then she walked to the other end of the train.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, the actor Kelsey
Grammer. Not a nice
Grammer,
person.
She was not very nice.
Kelsey Grammer played Frasier. He played that character on Cheers and then in the spinoff. He did that thing for like 20 years.
Hey, you know what? Made him a lot of dough. Deal. A lot of coin.
Hey, and now he's bringing it back.
Real quick, before we go to break, I want to bring up this story because this is just amazing to me. So do you remember Stifler's mom? I don't know if you remember. From
American Pie. Yeah.
American Pie. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Coolidge. She told Kelly Clarkson on her show that when she was younger, Cakes, she ended up meeting two guys that were best friends on vacation when she was in Hawaii. And
sounds
because
like she went skiing in Hawaii, actually.
Well, because she wanted to hit skins with both of them.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
She said she had a twin sister. And so she dated both of them at the same time, sort of on that vacation. That's a pretty good story. So it's Jennifer Coolidge, who was like the hot mom.
So she
in
would
American
show
Pie.
Up as Jennifer one night and Jackie the next?
I guess, or maybe a few hours later. Hey, but that way she Jackie. Was into both dudes. So that's one way to do it. Just say you got a twin.
I guess. Hey, we need to go to line two real quick. Our guy Big John's on the line.
All right.
I shouldn't laugh about it because I'm reading that he had a near-death experience.
Well, he probably just had one too many ice creams. Big John.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, John.
What happened, man? You all right?
Yeah, I was doing my side hustle with Uber down in Alabama 3 years ago, and 10 o'clock at night going to pick up a customer a day before Thanksgiving. Drunk driver crossed the double yellow line at 45 miles an hour and hit me head on, totaled my car, both airbags deployed. I walked away with a skinned left knee.
Wow.
But that was 3 years ago.
Well, that was 3 years ago, yeah. I mean, but...
Why is he bringing that up?
I think because we had the conversation about fear
experience.
And you checking...
maybe in Tiger's car accident or something?
Well, yeah, I brought it up also because a friend of ours in the comedy world in D.C. was walking on a highway in Amarillo this week, donked off, a van hit him, he was wearing dark clothes, 40 years old.
Who
Eric
was that?
Myers.
Oh, yeah, I heard Eric about him. I wondered how he died.
Yeah, E-R-I-K, Myers, looking him up on YouTube, he was one of the best comics ever, and tragically died at 40, just walking on a highway in Amarillo, Texas.
Well, why was he walking on the highway?
Well, maybe his car broke down or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I
who knows?
Well, he had a couple of DUIs, so he didn't really drive that much, you know what I mean?
Oh, he did the drunk mic bit.
He did a drunk mic bit. Gotcha. All right, hey, but, hey, Big John, we got to run.
Be more funny.
Exactly.
See you, bro.
All right, thanks, buddy.
See me at the Ugly Mug. See me at the Ugly Mug Saturday.
The Ugly Mug. Mug. So it's your house.
It's too easy.
Terrible story, too.
Yeah. Way to bring that. We were doing a lighthearted, fun segment. And then now we're talking
about my near-death experience.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then my comedian friend who got run over by a car, hammered.
He was driving for Uber Eats.
Exactly. Hey, when we come back, I think we have to break some balls because Drabby sent me a nugget here that I didn't see until just now. So one of the junks is getting their balls broken when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. I know I need to put up the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. I think I'm just going to put up, unless you guys want to change it, is our parlay going to hit?
You won't get one yes.
Last minute poll
what's
of the day.
What's the biggest loser?
Oh, you know what? That's not bad. What's the biggest loser?
Out of the six, right.
I'll put that up at Junks Radio here momentarily.
Well, maybe the guy that got his first win ever, like in the history of mankind, you know, 2 weeks ago, and now all of a sudden we're jumping on him.
Oh, McDowell.
I hope it hits. I'm sure mine will miss.
Some gearheads have been giving me props.
Oh, they like the pick?
Some of them, yeah. They said he's
Cowboy didn't like it.
He's starting in the sixth position. Right. And it's very plausible.
So he has four top 20s in like his last.
He finished 15th here last year at this track. Mm-hmm. So a top 10 is not a stretch at 7-1.
So does it makes he have me any other top 10 besides good. The one, besides the win.
The week after Daytona, he finished 8th.
He did. All right. So he's running
Dale
hot.
Dale Earnhardt all of a sudden.
He's running hot. Maybe he's got the right combo going.
Hope you're
there,
right. So we'll get that. All right.
So,
the,
what's the very first
the
play?
Day.
What's the very first play of the six? Do we know?
I don't know, but this is something that I wanted to bring up. So Drabby tells me during the break. So Lurch and I have a deal with FanDuel, right? Yeah. Love FanDuel, and we're doing our parlay segment every week. Mm-hmm. And apparently, FanDuel got so psyched for the segment last week that they started loading up Jason's account with credits.
Oh, ooh. Really?
And yet, we're still paying for our parlay. What's going on
here, hold on,
Lurch?
Wait a minute. They originally gave me $400.
Let's go. Come on.
I think they originally gave me $400 in free money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, but that was back in whenever the campaign started. So,
are you already busto on that?
No, I've got I don't have it up right now. I had 404 going into today, I think.
Right.
So I was down to like 280, and then I went back up. Anyway, and then Drabby sent me a text saying that they wanted to put more money in my account. I don't even know how much. I couldn't figure out how much they added. Did they tell you?
No, I tried to log into your account during the break, but you got like multiple authentication codes.
Right, right.
Authentication. Right.
Authentication. Yeah.
Good job.
Authentication. Right.
Who cares, right?
Right, the two-factor authentication.
Oh, so you're busting my balls because I'm still charging you a dollar a man.
Yeah, you're giving Cakes a hard time about his $2 tab. Yeah. And the only reason that FanDuel's pumping your account is because they got so psyched for the segment last week that they put. And I know. Can you check and see how much they put in? You can go look at deposits, and it probably has a history.
All right, hold on. So, well, you haven't paid me anyway, so what's the big deal?
I owe you $2.
All right, I know.
You're trying to save your $2.
I'll just take it. You know what? If it wins, I'll just take it out of your winnings.
I'm going to ship you $2. You
when
miser.
When it wins.
Right. Hold on. So maybe they gave me like an extra $40 bucks or $30 bucks.
So are you alleging, Drabby, that the only reason why that they reloaded his account is because of the parlay?
That's 100%.
Well, it's 100%.
So they said,
I mean, it's a 10-minute infomercial for FanDuel.
right.
But why?
Well, no, that's not true because I sent a text to my man Jack Drillich, who works for FanDuel, and I said, can you hook me with some extra money?
Oh, you're
kidding. I like that hustle.
I did do that.
Now, why'd you do that? You weren't busto.
Because I knew we were going to put $6 a week on the parlay.
Because he wants more.
But you knew we were going to cover it.
Well, I didn't know that for a fact.
Squeak, squeak.
Come on.
So he's
running a scam. Lurch is running a scam.
How is it a scam? It's $6. Come on.
He's running a scam.
I don't even know how much they gave me. I got to check that out. Yeah. I bet you it's 20 bucks.
You know your account. You know exactly how much.
No, I don't. I swear to God, I don't. I tried to look for it.
I believe he doesn't know how much is being put into his account.
All right. Where do I find that?
I mean, he has
so Drabby?
Much activity in gambling. I mean,
you
I
just
see him
go into your
knowing.
Account or whatever.
I've got $393 right now in my account.
Right. Lurch scamming the junks today.
How do I find out how much they credited?
Just put in deposit. Look in transactions.
Look at account activity, Rick.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is boring.
I don't know. Sure, you don't know.
I don't. I swear. Yeah. I'm trying to look for it.
I want my $2 back.
Right, account summary. Hold on. Account summary.
There you go.
Transaction history. Transaction history.
Yeah. Deposit. Right. How much did those donks put in there?
Let's see what they put in there.
Come on, Lurch. By the way, just follow our Twitter account. I think Junks Radio, right? JP's got the parlay out there. If you want to do the same six gamer that we're doing,
or fade it.
If you can find a way to fade it, right. Just bet against all those picks.
That's right.
I think last week we went 2-4 on our six gamer.
Correct.
You seriously can't find it, Jason?
No,
Where's your screen? I'm looking at your eyeballs. It looks like you're looking at a screen like it's 8 feet high.
It just slugged me out for a second. Hold on.
It doesn't even.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
It doesn't even matter because he wrote an email asking for money from them because we were doing this segment and is still collecting from us.
Right. It's like when my son, he goes and buys dinner for all his boys. They give him cash, and then I get the bill on the credit card. It's the same. Lurch is running the same scam. Lurch is 50 years old.
I told you I've got a fear of going poor.
Yeah, you do. Unbelievable. You got big balls, too, to ask for more money.
Why? We give him, 42 mentions a show.
That's the way he does man. He goes big.
We're paid endorsers.
I don't know, but...
It's not
you
enough.
Know what? The worst they can say is no.
Jason always.
Hey, you've mastered that concept.
EB, he'll always angle to another level.
He has mastered that concept. Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's just it's next level of him hawking $9.89 games for PlayStation from back in the day.
Asking $9.89 to send him some games and telling them that we're giving them away to listeners and then meeting listeners in parking lots and selling them out of his trunk like he's Bismarcky in the 80s.
Oh, that's so funny.
Hey, Jason, now there's some doubt in this room whether you're actually putting these bets in.
Oh, this is the ultimate.
If you're that nubby, you might just
Well, he has to put the bet in. No, I know he's putting the bet in.
I'll screenshot it for you.
Please, we're going to
I know he's putting the bet in because if he doesn't,
he better because if it hits, then he's coming out of pocket.
Yeah. Why would I risk that?
Yeah.
You need to screenshot it anyway, just so we
know. Hold on. I screenshotted it for JP last week. I sent it to him.
That is true. He did that. Are we doing those the Nubs money lines? Or are we doing
I put in the spreads.
Okay.
So I would do a second one if you wanted to.
$6 pays $1,700.
Well, now that we know FanDuel's free rolling it.
Right.
We can
might as well put both bets in.
Do it.
All right, I can't find out how much they credited, but
right,
whatever.
Yeah, right.
I think they didn't give me that much. Maybe it was 10 or 20.
What?
They gave you more than 10. Come on.
No. And most recent, I think it might have been more than it might have been 20. I don't think it was more than that.
The most recent. So they've been doing it for a while.
They gave me 400 to start.
Some dude just put $10 on it. He's a big silly Chef Matthew. On Twitter.
Wait, what's that going to pay, $5,000?
It pays $2,900.
Hey, there was some guy that hit $66 because he has fat fingers.
It made me laugh. He said he fat fingered it and put $66,
and he put $66 on the bar light.
If it hits, man, he's going to get paid.
Uh-huh. Oh, is he so bitter?
He ROM fingered it.
Oh, man. Well, he's going to get paid, though.
He's going to be sized if it hits.
Oh, if it hits. What a bonanza.
That,
right.
If that hits, he needs to bless the junks.
Yeah,
right, Eric?
Oh, yeah. anybody that hits needs to bless the junks.
What's that payout, by the way? What does that come out to if his $66 fat finger bet hits?
Well, I don't know. That's 10 times whatever ours would be. So it'd be like 170K or something.
By the way, according to the poll, somebody said all of the above are the worst bet. And then Ryan says Celtics and McDowell, equally bad picks.
You know, I don't like my Celtics pick? Money line?
Everyone's an expert.
Yeah.
Right. Do your own parlays then.
You get so bitter.
Hey, it's something to root for. All I know is
just
that
trying
last
to we're trying to have camaraderie.
All I know is that last week there was a lot of joning about the golf bros, and I knew that must have meant it didn't go well. Because I wasn't really tracking it.
Well,
but
my
there
pick
was
a
early joning
anyway.
On the golf bros.
Yeah.
I think I shot better at Avenel than Rory did.
All right, so I will screenshot the play.
And then screenshot your the deposit from FanDuel.
Yeah, I'm still looking for that. I can't find it.
How can you not find it?
Because it doesn't
conveniently
come up as,
can't find it.
It doesn't come up as credit or anything like that. I don't see a credit.
Hey, you probably can't find my Venmo that I sent you.
Yeah, I can't find my Venmo anymore, Jason.
I actually did Venmo him $2.
Sweet.
I feel like I want to return.
Hey, every little bit counts, my friend. It all adds up.
Throw it on the pile, my friend.
All right, so I'll put that up after the show before our fantastic meeting, right? We've got a meeting at 1 o'clock.
Can I do that meeting just on the phone?
Is it 1 or 11?
It's 11, Rick. You keep going to a meeting at 1 when it's at 11. Yeah.
11.
It's 11. I can do it on my phone, right? I can just call.
All right, we got to get out of here. Yeah, you can do it on phones. Go to meeting. Silly. All right, everybody have a great weekend. Be Mitch and Finley. They're up next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.